All right, Akut Tavok. We did last week very Samach Sif test. I think just to recap, just a basic Yisai, which is going to be important for tonight as well, is that we ended up with a sort of a three-way machloik, is how to touch up the Mechaba on a case of a Mokum, which is Mishtama Ksas, a place which is somewhat Mishtama, and it's a Dova Sheyej Bay Simin. What are you supposed to do? According to the Sma, you're supposed to leave it there, don't pick it up, even though it's a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen, do not pick it up. According to the Taz, Hayes, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen Avada, you are supposed to pick it up. And according to the Nesivis, Nesivis makes up Pshara, that if it will be a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen Begufoy, the item itself has a Simen Avada, you should pick it up. But if the item does not have a Simen Begufoy, it only has a Simen in a Mokoyim, so then you should not pick it up. Because he says, Mamanda Shak, if it doesn't have a Simen Begufoy, only be a Mokoyim, so if it fell, then Mokoyim's not a Simen either. So don't bother picking it up, because you're stuck with the Dov Shem B'Simen, you'll never be able to give it back to the Bailam. Elamai, it was Derek Hinuk, the guy placed it there, so if I also don't pick it up, what are you picking it up for? The guy who placed it there is eventually going to come back. As if the Mechaba doesn't hold that there's a tzad that maybe the guy placed it there and forgot. Yes, it's Mokum Mishtama Ksas, we're not Choshish for that possibility that the guy might have placed it there and forgot. He doesn't have that. He goes with the Rishonim, like the Ritva and other Rishonim, many Rishonim, hold that we're not Choshish for Shikha by a Mokum Mishtama Ksas. Taisis and the Rosh, however, hold that even in Mokum Mishtama Ksas, we do are Choshish for Shikha, and therefore, and that's where the Taz is sort of coming from. So even though you have a Suffolk, unless it's only a simen b'mkoyim, not begufoy, you should pick it up, because you could pick it up and be noitel makris, because the guy possibly put it down there and forgot, and he's going to lose his avedik. It's only makom mishtam makzas. It's going to get lost. It's vulnerable. So therefore, you should pick it up and return it to the bailim hayday simen. So basically, it's a three-way makleikis. Ma, don't pick it up. Taz, pick it up. And the sivis, well, if it's begufoy, pick it up. If it's only b'mkoyimai, the simen's only b'mkoyimai, don't pick it up. Those are the three pshatim. And really, which we didn't get to last time, is that really this is how we have to touch the end of the machab. It's a really machlokes how to touch the end as well. The machab feels like in sif tes. V'chol dava sheyesh bo simin bein sofek hanocha bein derech nefila bein b'shus yochad bein b'shus rabim chayv lahachris. Now this says you're supposed to be machris. What's going on? Why are you supposed to be machris on the Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen like the Sma? So the Sma, later on, above on this, in Sivkom Mem Zayin, he says it doesn't mean you're supposed to be noitel machris. It doesn't say in the Mechaba noitel machris. It just says chayv lachris. And it's going back on the case before that the guy was of a venotla. He picked it up when he shouldn't have. Had he not picked it up, leave it there like the Sma. Don't touch it. If it was of a venotla, then Allah is chayv lachris, because you have a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen. But avada, you're not supposed to be picking it up. And like the Taz, chayv lahakris means even noitel lahakris, because whenever you have a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen, even if it's an amakom and mishtam miksas, you should not. You have to pick it up. You have to be noitel lahakris. So it's really makleikus had a tight job the end of this machaber. All right. Let's move on to Sif Yod. Sif Yod, we'll get a better understanding of Chazorah on many of the sages we had last week, and a better understanding because it introduces also the Shitas Ramah, which Ramah also gives many more details and gives you, like, I guess, the full picture. All right. Zakta Mechav Sif Yod. Keitzad. What's the case? Now, the Mechav is going to give you a couple of variables, a couple of stories. You have to know what story it means, but let's go. Keitzad. Matzat Talas Okadim B'tzad Egeder. If you found the talus of kadam b'tzad together, so the Mechaber learns that b'tzad together is a mokam ha-mishtamel legamri. It's a perfect place. Meshumma, people generally are not going to walk away with these things. So it's hareze lo yiga behem. You should not touch them. Because like the Mechaber said in the last week in Siftes, the Mechaber said that if it's a mokam ha-mishtamel legamri, don't pick it up. If it's a dove she'im b'yisimin, so then you're going to be mavered from the Bailam. Elamai is a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen, still, you're going to cause extra tircha in the Bailam. He's going to have to run after you and give some money. Why bother? Just keep, leave it there. He's going to come back and fetch his own item. You don't have to do it for him. So that's why Harezeh lo yiga behem. You have to know, let's say, for example, if you find an item in a coat room in a shul, it's probably a makom which is mishtama lagamri, probably. unless it's a valuable item. If it's just like a regular coat, it usually could sit there and sit there. So it might be a mokum mishtam lagamri. So if it's a dovi sheish b'simin, which, depending on the coat, but let's say it has a name in it, so it might be, just leave it there, harei zeh lo yiga behem, because it's a dovi sheish b'simin, even without it, it's a mokum mishtam lagamri. Problem is that today...
Problem in terms of Avedis Chavero, you probably have to just, you could leave it there, you call him up and tell him it's good.
Now, if you want to call him up and tell him it's very nice, but I don't know if you have that chiv, because it's not an Aveda. If you're choshed that the guy Taka forgot it, so he can get it back. If you want to be nice and do it, but remember we had last week a drosha that has to be Sifri, and the Ramam was Dash and the Pasuk, that has to be Nidochim, it has to be lost.
You explained to me here that the Peshad is in this kind of situation, that Ramam was explaining these two Tzadim because you shouldn't go Lifnim Mishristin. Obviously, these two Tzadim don't exist. In terms
why? In the courtroom. Okay, so in the courtroom.
I'm calling you.
So you grab if Moshe Leis Atzir that you won't run into being matriach the guy extra. So I have no problem, and I think it's a gemilas chesed to call him. But I can't say chiv hash. No, I don't think. Oh, maybe the finish shouldn't, but not a chiv hash of avada. I can't. Okay, but it's not a chiv because it's not bederech nidochem. It's not lost. It's a minomakum mishdam lagamri. So now the problem is that nowadays in the courtrooms today is where many places the shuls have this minig that they throw away the coat after 30 days and they clean up. So now we have a problem, right? So that might turn into into the next if it might turn that's no longer Mishtam Lagamri. You have to know. Only thing is, well, Hagufa, how they have a right to throw things out? And the Mai, because they put up signs, say like Rav Moshe, that works. That if you put up a sign, anything left here for 30 days will be discarded. So it's kilo like you were mafgrid. So then you have to know that maybe so also. It's not like a mock. You came into the shul on these terms, knowing that if you're going to leave it there for 30 days, even if you forget, there's going to be hefka. So I don't know, maybe still, it's a mokum mishtam lagami, just for after 30 days, you were mafka. So I don't know if that will make a difference or not, but something to think about.
It's like the same type of thing, by yeshiva, when you have right before Ben Islam, they give you a certain time, then after that, if you leave your shul there, yeshiva.
Correct. Same thing. So there it's definitely vulnerable. The only thing is, whatever the head of the yeshiva has, obviously they're relying on this hefka. So if they're relying on hefka, so I don't know, maybe, I don't know how that plays itself out then in your chiyuvim. All right, but that's the first case. The second case is besratya. What is esratya? Pish derech ruchava shalchum sham rabim todir, harishus harabim type of a thing. So there, if it's a dovish yeshiva simen, you should be noitol or machris. Because it's vulnerable, and that's Pashtus is talking about a place which is not Mishtama at all. So if it's there, you better be Neitel Makris, good. Now the third case is, Matzah Goizlois Mekusharim Bekanfeim, they're tied in their wings, Umadidin Achar Gede, they're hopping behind the Gede, Pirish Gede Shalavonim, Oy Achar Agapa, what's Agapa, Stimus Koysa Shalaitim Shokonim, Oy Beshvilin Shabesadis, all these three cases, as Ma explains, is something which is a Mishtamer Ksas. This is that middle Gede that we're looking for, a Mokama Mishtamer Ksas, and it's considered no Simin, not a Simin in a Mokam because they're Madadin, they move, they did. How do you explain what?
You explain that you say there's no simin makom, but it's considered mishtam ksas.
It's mishtam ksas because wherever they're going to draw, they go a little further, a little thing, I'll be able to get them.
Parameters.
No, where am I going to go? Maybe it came from the next guy. Maybe it came from the next tales. I don't know how far I could travel. But I hear you, Shalom. But anyway, the mice says that happens to be the case. It's good, Shiloh, but in the Metzias, but it happens to be a case. So it's talking about Mokum Mishtamek Tzaz, and yet there's no simin in the Mokum because they're Madadin, and there's no simin on the birds and the way that they're tied because everyone ties it like that. So Hareza Lo Yiga Behem, do not touch them. Shema Ba'alein Hi Nichum Shom. Maybe the Ba'alein are Nichum Shom if they were lost from the Baalayim, and the Dovashim B'Simmon, so they're already Miyayish. But at Yoyis, no, maybe the Baalim B'Davka placed it there, so they're never Miyayish. Forget, they're planning on coming back. So the Allah is, by Dovashim B'Simmon, and Amokam Mishtam Ektsas, Hareze Lo Yigabem. Vim Natlam, if you took them when you weren't supposed to, Hareu Shaloi. Like we said last week, that the Ram, the Mechaba holds it, Dovashim B'Simmon, and Amokam Mishtam Ektsas, even though you're not supposed to pick it up, but if you do pick it up, it's yours. And we explained the Sma as a Pshat, the Shach as a Pshat, let's remind the Olam, the Sma as a Pshat was, because the Dov Hashem B'Simin, at least the Kivegis, understands this in this man, the Goyin, that since a Dovah Shein by Simin, you never can have a Chiv HaShava, because you'll never be able to get it back to the Bailim. So there's no din of Isur HaSal Yaday. So provided, as long as the Bailim are later on Miyayish, then it will become yours at that point. We don't have the problem with Isur HaSal Yaday.
30 days or something?
Don't say 30 days. No, you just have to wait long enough to know that the Bailim were Miyayish. Whatever that is, might be a day.
What's called long enough?
I don't know. Every item is different. Birds, if they're a day, he probably knows that he lost his birds. Whatever it is, I can't tell you. With every item, depending on the item, so that would be Harei Lo Shaloi.
Would it make a difference in the case if he actually stands there, holds it, and then puts it down for the lowers?
Who's the he? The finder or the loser?
Because the person's going to come back and look there, and it's not there. And even if you bring it back,
We're gonna get to that later in the Rambam. Right now it's time. It's a Dovah She'ein by Simin, so you're not supposed to pick it up because hopefully the Bailam will at least have a chance to come back to it. But once you pick that up, it's yours because you have no Chiv HaShava, and as long as the Bailam is Yayish, eventually it's going to be yours. That's the Shitas HaMakava. V'mhoyu kshurim keshesh u Simin, but if it's a Dovah She'eish by Simin, amokum ha'mishtam mekzaz, chayiv lahachriz. You have to be machriz. Why do you have to be machriz for? Because the Dovah She'eish by Simin. But Loita Smad only means because you picked it up, but Lechachili shouldn't have picked it up. And Loita Taz, no, you should have picked it up, because the Dovah She'eish by Simin, Makom Hashem Miksas, even the Mechaba holds, he's supposed to be Naita Lamachris. V'chein hu adin ha-matzim kvum b'mkoimam chayiv la-achris, why? Shamakom Simin. If it's not like birds that hop around, but it's an item that doesn't have a stereo or a recorder, whatever it is, you placed it there, so you know that Makom will be a Simin, it was placed there, Makom have a Simin, and Mabeli be Naita Lamachris because of that simon called Makom. Good. That's the Mechaba. That was a shtick of Chazar Sashir from last week. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah really makes Nacha Chazar Sashir, but a little more detailed. So it's very nice. The Ramah gives you a beautiful klalim. Hagaz, Dr. Ramah, Kol Elu Divrei HaRambam. Sif Tes and Sif Yud, the Mechaba is coming, was from the Rambam. Aval, Yesh Chokum B'chol Zeh. There are three categories, and that's how the Ramah goes, that's how we go with these three categories. Now, as we're going to see, two out of three categories, the Ramah just repeating the Mechaba with a little more detail, and it's only on the middle case of Makom HaMishtam Miksas, which is the last case of Ramah, is where he's really coming to argue. But the other cases, Makom HaMishtam Lagamri or Makom Shein HaMishtam HaKlal, the Ramah is really not arguing with the Mechaba. So let's go through it. Dr. Amar, what are the three categories? The im hadava mishtamir, if the dava is mishtamir, kegoin talis aikardim b'tzad geder, like the first example of the Makaba, v'usafek, and it's a safek im hinichu bailam sham, we're not sure if the bailam placed it there or not, loy yiga behen, do not pick it up, do not touch it. Why? Ben yesh bei simin, ben ein bei simin. You shouldn't pick it up, because the Mechaba already explained in Siftas, because you're causing the Bailam undo tercha. Let them, they'll come back and they'll achieve the item themselves. And if it's Dov Shem, certainly you shouldn't pick it up, because you'll never be able to give it back to the Bailam. So don't touch it. A Makom, which is Mishtam Lagamri, do not touch it, ben yesh bei simin, ben ein bei simin. Ava v'notlai, you were a bad boy and you picked it up, and now you want to know what to do with this thing. You took it from a Makom HaMishtam Lagamri. If you were Halicha Lebeisa, you already brought it home. So now we have a chashash that maybe in the interim the Bailam came back to fetch their item, so it wasn't there. Gaval, they're never going to come back again. You blew it. You mamish messed the Bailam up now. So what you do do? Im yesh b'simin, if it's a dovish yesh b'simin, you should be yachris, like every aveda yesh b'simin. Im ein b'simin, stuck, what are you going to do? Yemuna kachia voluyo. You don't have the opportunity, the option to put it back. Because I can't help you anymore to put it back, even though it's a Makom HaMishtam Lagamri, it's a Gevaldika Shmira, but the Bailam already came, possibly, saw the item wasn't there, must be someone stole it, gave up, never going to return again, that item's going to be lost, you have no way to get it back to the Bailam, so you really messed them up, you got to be Yehimuna Kachiyov
Eloyo. Wait, what about Makom?
What's going to help you? If Makom would be a good Simon and a Kerami, so that's Yachris. No, I said, if it's a Yesh Bay Simon, Yachris and a Kerami, if you could have the Simon called Makom, Yachris and a Kerami. But if Makom won't be a Simon, let's say a case by the birds, it's Madadin or something that's blown around, so Makom is not going to be a Simon, and there's no Simon Begufay, Yehemunah Kachiyav Aliyah. Sorry?
How could you call that Mishtama Lagami? It's able to roll out of the place.
Again, it's the same question he asked before. No, no, it could be blown from one place to another place, but it could be still in the same area that now Kosher, that someone's going to walk off with it and steal it. Right? If something would be blown around my coat room in the shul, right? And it's theoretically, no, but we have strong winds, Ruach Kodem Azah, Kosh Baruch Hu makes it blown around the Gorum. It's still a Mokum Mishdama. Who cares it's on this side of Gorum, that side of Gorum? But I don't have Mokum as Simen, because which is going to be the Simen? I don't know which side of the coat room I placed it. Otherwise, the whole general coat room. Okay, you have to know how right, how specific. We'll have to see later on how specific Mokum has to be considered a Simen.
Second question I just realized is, why doesn't the Rambam speak like the Ramah here? In this case, where it's Mishtama Lagamri, why doesn't he also say, and if you took it?
He doesn't discuss it. You're right. He doesn't discuss it. What happens if you took it? He doesn't discuss it on the other case.
He says, in the next case, the Rambam goes back, right? He says, if you do take it, you can keep it.
Which case are you referring to now?
The case before. It's the Vim Hoyadam Sheishko Simon. One second, right? And then he says,
"I feel the mishtama." Oh, by Dovah, Mishtama Ksas. You're talking about, yeah, okay, good, fine. Granted, there are some mafreshim who discuss it. Good, but let's assume that the Rambam is up and up and agrees with this. All right.
The side that the Baal didn't come back and we find it bullet for it yet. So why don't you put it back?
Right.
I
hear the Eitzah. Maybe that would be an Eitzah. You could put it back. Wait a while to see if the Bailan came back at that, because it is a Mokum Mishtama Lagamri. But you have to make sure to return there, that if the guy doesn't come back within a certain period of time, you're going to take it and then be Yehemunah Kachia Valiyo. Because to leave it there, that eventually will be vulnerable. I mean, you're going to leave it there for a long period of time, eventually it's going to get lost. Because if the Bailam did come in between, they're never going to come again, and you messed, then you'll mazik them. But in that could be an Eitzah. You could put it back there for a short period of time, for a couple of days, see if the Bailam retrieves it. If the Bailam doesn't retrieve it, then take it back into your Rishos.
What does that mean?
Yet Hashem, when Eliyahu will come, I'll tell you who to give it back to. No, but you already have a Chiva Shava, so.
I have a Chiva Shava.
Right.
When comes.
So then when Eliyahu comes, Yet Hashem, you ask him this code, who owns it? They'll say Yanku Shmerel.
Oh.
You're going to ask Eliyahu, yeah, Yet Hashem. And he's going to say it's Yanku Shmerel. And Baruch, right? He's done Baruch. He can even smell the code. He knows whose it is. And he's going to, no, oh, it's Yanku Shmerel.
Yeah, but isn't Lava Shabani? How can you listen to Eliyahu now?
Okay, good. We'll ask Eliyahu that, Shaila.
Until that, I meant about the Nafsim.
You might have done. What do you want to do? How are you going to correct it? You definitely mafsed them that they lost their shtamtas for all this whole period of time in the Kanami. But what do you want to do about it? Nothing.
Put it back yet. First time the
thought. Huh?
His ace is not an ace.
Why?
He's a shame.
Right.
You're going to bring it back to the coat room.
I'm going to put it back to a Mokum Mishtama Lagamri. So I'm not Koshish. What we're going to see, let's go to the next step. You'll see that you're allowed to, even when you pick something up, you're allowed to put it back down. Let's see. If he picked it up and he brought it home, then we're slammed. If it's a Dovah Shesh B'Simen Yachas, a Dovah Shesh B'Simen Ad Yemunah Kachiv Aliyo. Well, that means you picked it up, but lo yelichul abeis, so you're still standing there. So what's the halacha? Yachzor v'yenichenu amakoymai. Just put it right back. Because what's the problem? No problem. The guy is going to come back. It's a Mokum Mishtam Lagamri. So he's going to come back. Elamai, if he's not going to come back. Let's say a Dovah Sheish B'Simen, not a problem. He'll come back and eventually get it. Because even if you forgot, so eventually remember. Also, you're allowed to put it back. If Makom will be saying good, but there's no Simen at all, also you're allowed to put it back. Put it back in a place. Hopefully the Bailam will come back and retrieve the item. And if it's somehow lost, okay, then it'll be Yish, whatever. But Pashup Shad, he plays it there. He's eventually going to get back. So Yaksev, Yenichenu, Amukayma, you're allowed to put it back. So you see, even though you're a Shayma, you're allowed to put it back down. What's Pshat? So Grada Rekiv Ege is, what's going on? Why aren't we Choshish that maybe it was dropped? And on the tzad that it fell, it has a shame aveda. And once you picked it up, you chayv b'shmir, and you have no right to put it back. Zokre v'kivego, v'tzorach loymed, b'mishtame legamri, amrinen d'mistame hu derech hinuach. We allow to assume that it was placed there. U'bavada hinuachu. And by avada hinuach, you're allowed to put it right back. So now I'm thinking, maybe Taki, you're right. So maybe his eitzah is not a good eitzah, because on the tzad that the guy came back, and so it was not there anymore. So at that point it turned into an aveda, because now the Bailam have no way to retrieve that item. And at that point, if it's an aveda, but you putting back, what happened to your chiv shmira? You would have a chiv shmira. But that says, it's like, no, but I still think that you could put it back for a lezman. You won't be able to put it back there forever, but you could put it back there for a day. It's a makom mishtame. Sorry?
Why should that be Mekhaimer? It didn't shmir it to put it in a place that's Mishtam Lagamri.
It's Mishtam Lagamri, so I'll put it back there, wait a couple, I don't know, a day or two, make sure that the Zich will be there, and see if the Bailam retrieve it, and then I'll be able to pick. Yeah, that's. But here we're talking about how you're allowed to put it there forever. It says, put it Yakzi in the Chenom Mekhaimer and leave it for good. So, Kivega, how you allowed to do that? I, it's an Aved. So, Kivega, no, there's no tzad. We don't entertain that possibility that it was Derek Nefila. So, since we don't entertain that, we assume it was always Derek Hinuach, you're allowed to put it right back. Sorry?
Shomer doesn't have to watch always.
So maybe it's a Makom Mishtam Lagamri, so that's the way he's watching it.
Mishtam Lagamri for this is the same get as Mishtam Lagamri.
I hear you, Shaila. You can down it, so you have to know Makhlek is Makabram, or if you're Shay Machinim or Shay Mesocha. And Grada, there's another Makhlek, because even if you hold normally a Shay Maved is a Shay Mesocha, but there's a Makhlek as Taisis Mavua, that even when you weren't supposed to pick it up and you batched, you are a Shem Mesanka, but let's say the Afla and others say that if you weren't supposed to pick it up, you didn't do a mitzvah of Asher, you're not Isaac the mitzvah, you botched, you shouldn't have picked it up, so then you don't, Lekuliyam, you're on the Shem Mechinim. What?
If that you see a Kivega, if I can.
Why? No, but I'm saying in a Kivege's case, who is he saying Yeshem Mezokar? Kivege is handling, but how you allowed to leave it there forever? It's no place in the world is Mishtam Lagami forever. I'm saying the coat room. It's Mishtam that the guy's going to come back within the next week, or get next month. You can tell me it's Mishtam Lagami, you keep it there for 20 years. Eventually, someone's going to walk away with the coat. I don't know, it's Vahid Allah, because you're allowed to just leave it there and walk away forever. So, Kivega, how there it is, because we assume it was Derech Hinuach and it was never had a Shem Aved on it, and merely allowed to put it back.
When your Diak was in the Rambam before, and the Shulchan Aruch, he said Shema Balam and Yikusha means the Rambam's entertaining, there's a possibility in Nefila.
Oh, so I said last week, there's no entertainment of Nefila. The entertainment is of maybe he put it there and he forgot. Shem, he placed it there, Almanaz, to come back. Shem, he placed it there and he forgot, but when he'll remember, then he'll come back. But Nevila, we Dafka said that no. All right, fine. That's the. Let's stop here and let's see a shach, and maybe we'll bring it out a little better here. So this first klal was a makom mishtam alagamri. Don't touch it. You took it. David Sheish Basimen Neitel Amakas. David Sheish Basimen. What you should do is Yemunah. If you didn't bring it home yet, just put it right back in its place. But look at the Ramah. The Ramah is a lashon. V'hu safek im hinikoi bailim sham. It's a safek if the bailim put it there or not. No, it's not a vada that it was hinikoi sham. It seems it's a safek im hinikoi sham. So zok teshak and sivkot lamed haloshim megumgam. Doesn't make sense. We're talking about Mokum Misham Lagamer. We know he was a Niachit. Da'kevin de'yesh by Simin, time with the Loyiga ben hu, Mishum Shaladas, Hunach, Bemokum Mishtam, Vimkein, Havivada Hiniach. It's not a Suffolk Hiniach. How could the Ramah say, how could he entertain in a case with the Mishtam Lagamri, it's a Suffolk Hinoach? Mishtam Lagamri means it's a Vada Hinoach. No, it's not like Novel. It's a Vada Hinoach with a Shochach. Yeah, no, but it's not a suffolk in Niko Baim Shom, it's Vadi in Niko Baim Shom, but it's a suffolk if the Bailam know about it to come and retrieve it. So it's not Bishlam in the Machab in Siftes, that's how we touch Taka the Machab there, it fits better, because here the Lashon is, let's pull it up, he says, Shema Bailam in Niku Shom Ad Sheyakzero. Shema they placed it at Sheyakzero, Shema they didn't place it at Sheyakzero because they forgot. But this just says, suffolk in Minikoi. Safik what? What's the other chad? Nefila? What's going on? And he says, they're talking about a vada hinuach. He doesn't understand where the Ramah gets a klumpish loshen, loshen begumgam. Now, granted, the loshen natur, I just want to bring out the loshen natur. The loshen natur is, Beinim yedua shebailov hinichum sham, Oishu safik im hinichum sham, still hareza lo yigo boy. And then, and the Torah continues, why hareza lo yigo boy? Kevan shenichum sham midas. Starts off, say if the Bailam, it's you do it that the Bailam place it there, say if it's a safik, don't touch it. Why? Kevan shenichum bailam sham midas. The Bailam certainly put it there midas. So it's Shtekuman. So the Shach's title, you see, when the end of the Torah came Shabbat, Hinikam Shamidas, you see that the Torah is talking about where it's Avada Hinikam Shamidas. The Torah also says at the beginning, Sufik. I don't know, the Shach doesn't explain. So I think what the Shach really means, and that's why he says, Lashem Megunge, it's not Megid the Ramah, is that the Ramah, it's Shtekul Hamas in the Ramah, but in the Torah fits much better, is we're talking about Sai im Yedua, we know, Eidim, we have testimony that the Avaylam and Nichum Sham. We don't have testimony that he's a Nikam Sham. But even though we don't have Adam in Nikam Sham, we still know that he was a Nikam Sham because there's a Mokam Mishdam Lagamri. We're allowed to assume that it was a Nikam Sham. Doesn't mean it's a Safik Ashokal in our minds. It means we don't have proof that it was a Nikam Sham. Still, we're allowed to assume that it was a Nikam Sham. That's what the Ramah means. It's a Vusafik and Menicho Bailan Sham means we don't know. Still, Loyigabo, because we allowed to assume that he certainly was a Nikam Sham. And that's how you fit in the Lashon HaTorah. That's l'chayro what the Shach means. Now, how is it be there is a Ran, Peladik Ran, it's good to say over this Ran. The Ran has a whole new, seemingly a new Shita, what's going on. The Ran says like this. The Ran holds...
They don't bring the Ran down?
Oh, so far on the page it's not here. On the page it's not. The Ran holds on Chaf Hei, Gavaldik Ran. He says like this. Even if it's talking about a case... Which is a Reki Vega brings it down bekitzer, but not this nukuda the Ran. You'll see, Ran says if you'll have something which is a emes safek hashokol, we don't know if the Bailim put it there or the Bailim dropped it. It's an emes safek hashokol, and it's a mokum hamishtam lagamri. Do not pick it up. Don't pick it up. Why? Said the Ran, because. Ain't a chanami in the tzad that it was dropped here. The Bailam will never find it. And as you're doing a gevaldik mitzvah, you have a chiva shav zaveda, maybe you should pick it up and return it to the Bailam, being noitel amachris. But there's also a tzad that the Bailam placed it there. It's a safek hashakam. Maybe the Bailam placed it there. And by you picking it up, you're hurting the Bailam. Even though it's a David Shesh Bazem and Noitel Amachris, because he says, every Shemer Aveda, every Meitze Aveda, is considered b'bechina a makom ha-mishtameh ve'enu mishtameh legamri lebailov. Every Meitze Aveda, even a David Shesh Bazem, is like this middle gather. Why? So it doesn't really explain, but the Mekyosef seemingly explains more, is because there's no guarantee that the Baal are going to hear your hakraza, and even if they do hear the hakraza, there's no guarantee that they'll be able to provide good simanim to retrieve their aveda. So by you taking it, even if it's a David Shesh Basimin, there's not 100% he's going to get it back. It's a shama ve'enu shama, it's 75%, we don't know the number, but it's a good chance, it's a likely chance, but it's not certain that you'll be able to give it back to the Bailam. So he says like this, if it's a mokum mishtam lagamri, that's come out 100%, the guy's going to get it back. So by you picking it up and being a good Samaritan, the tzad, you're hurting him. On the tzad that he placed it there and he never forgot, you're downgrading it from a mokum mishtam lagamri to you, which is only a mokum mishtam v'mimitzas. I and a tzadeh was nefili doing a gavalda katoiva. Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know. It's a safek job. We don't know if he placed it there. We don't know if he lost it. Sheval tasa, don't touch it. Bishloima, if it's in a mokam amishtamek sas. So there we had halacha before on siftes, and you musupik if it was derechi nuach or nefila, avad to pick it up. Even if it's why, because if it's nefila, you have to return it to the Bailam, noitulam, because you're doing the Bailam Gavalda Kataiva. Aye, if it's Hinuach, you're hurting the Bailam. No, you're not hurting the Bailam. Because since it's anyway a Mokum, which is only Mishtam Ksas, so it's certainly, it's not a definite he's going to get it, but maybe by the time he comes back, it's going to be vulnerable, it's going to be lost. So you may as well pick it up yourself, because you're not lowering the status Shmira of the item. Because it was till now Mokum Mishtam Ksas, and you're also considered a Mokum Mishtam Ksas for the Bailam. But if it's sitting in a Mokum Mishtam Lagamri, Shev Al Tasa, better don't touch it. Don't pick it up. He doesn't tell you what happens if you do pick it up. But he tells you, do not pick it up. Shev Al Tasa, do not pick this thing up, because you might be helping the Bailam, you might be hurting the Bailam. Don't pick it up, you're better off not to pick it up. That's the Ran. Gevaldige Ran. Means, let me just bring it out a little more and understand this. Pella de Garan. We had asked last week, we started off with Hagdama, that in the Mokum Mishtam Exas, Toysis is Choshish, that maybe the guy was Shecheach, and the Ritva is Choshish, maybe that implies an Afila. If it's a Mokum Mishtam Exas, maybe the guy was not dropped it. And we said, so why by Mokum Mishtam Lagami don't you have a Chiv to pick it up? So we explained, oh, because by Mokum Mishtam Lagami we don't assume that the guy forgot, and like the Ritva, we don't assume the guy dropped it. Because Makom Sham Lagami Mistama, he was Hiniachet, right? That's how we explain the difference. Later on, there is no difference. Makom Sham Ekstas with Choishish, Makom Sham Lagami with Choishish from the field, it doesn't make a difference. Makom Sham Lagami, you know why you don't pick it up? It's because you picking it up, you're lowering the status from a Makom Sham Lagami to you, which is Bebechina, a Makom Sham Ekstas. If it started off a Makom Sham Ekstas, I've had to pick it up. But if it started off a Makom Sham Lagami, it's better off leaving it there than picking it up. And you should know, I share the sentiment, not Mitzad Aloka, but Mitzias, at least with Manenu. So often you pick up an Aveda with a Simon, your Naita markers, you'll never get it back to the Bailam. So you can see that it's sometimes it's better off leaving it there, that's a Ran story, better because the Bailam will come back and get it. There's a Suffolk will come back away. If you pick it up, there's less of a chance he's going to be able to get it.
How do mechanics work in terms of the Chiyum, the Lavim, and the Assays?
Sheval Das. I don't know if I'm hurting him.
I know you're telling me Sheval Das, but you're claiming because of this situation you're going to lower the matter of getting back, so you're part of Marsha Chimi, plus Moshe Kuzala. That's what I want to know. It was just because you're saying a swar doesn't make it true.
That's what he said. I'm just telling over the Ran.
I know you. I'm saying, is the Ran claiming now you're part of Marsha Chimi, part of Moshe Kuzala?
Well, if they tell you not to do it, obviously he holds that he says it's a suffix, so beautiful Sheval Das. You don't know if I'm hurting the Balaam or I don't have the mitzvah. So what does Rabbi Shalom want you to do? Sit back. Don't do anything. That's what the Rebbeinu wants. Yeah. Comes along Remei Simcha and argues with the Shach. So Remei Simcha and Chafei Mebeis, as you know what Pshat in the Rosh, the Tur, and the Ramah is. When the Ramah says, Eloshim v'usafik emenicho b'aylam sham, lo yiga behem, and the Shach jumps and says, Eloshim magumga, means no, vadi yiniyak. No, Reb Shach, you're making a toys. The Ramah is going like this Ran. The Shach didn't have the Ran. He says it wasn't in print in the days of the Shach. He didn't know about this Ran. And Mameilo, it's very good. Ramah is Emes Lamita Shel Torah. Even by a Suffolk Hinuach or Suffolk Nefilo, if it's a Mokum Mishtam Lagamri, Lo Yigaboy, because you might be hurting the Baalim, you might be helping the Baalim, Sheval Taza, better off don't touch. That's how he explains the Ramah. Who Suffolk and Niko Baalim Sham, Lo Yigavim. That's what Ramah Simcha saying. And it's Loshon Tam Gumgum, Gavaldik Ramah Simcha. Gevaldig. The problem with the Ramei Simcha is Mamisha Blas. Adkan Tavar of Ramei Simcha. He goes off and he goes on and the Tanya and the Mokhi Yosef and other things. But Taichadar Netri says that the Tur, the Ramah, means this Ran. The problem is if we take him seriously, I mean, obviously you're supposed to take him seriously, but if you read the Ramah, so if you could take the Ramah's word, Vusafik and Nikol means maybe it was Nefila. So back to the Kiveges Kasha. Why, when I do pick it up, I'm allowed to be Yangzev Yanichenu al Mekoimoi? And Riki Vega asked, how am I allowed to do it? On the tzad, it was Nefila. I picked it up, and now Chayiv Ba'ashava. If I pick up Chayiv Ba'ashava, I have no right to put it back down. And it's a Mokum, right? I have no right to put it back down. Legal basis, Yaakov Yenachan, Mokum, how am I allowed to do that? Riki Vega, I have a Chiv. How am I allowed to just leave it there? So Riki Vega says, no, because since it's a Mokum Misham Lagam, it has the din, we allow to assume that it was a Vada Hinuach. But if the Ramei Simcha is reading the Ramah literally, that it's really only a Safik Inuach, and it's an Emes a Safik HaShokol, then maybe it was Nafal there. So back, how did Ramei Simcha read the next line of the Ramah? How does he read that if you picked it up, Yangziv Yinichen HaMakoyvei, you have no right to put it back, maybe Yichai B'Shmira. Elamai HaKokok Rikiveg is right, that it's not a Safik HaShokol, and you're allowed to assume that it was Inuach, and the Rishak's right, that the Losh is Megumgum, and it doesn't mean it's a Safik, it's a Vada Inuach.
Wait a second, I thought he said the Ran holds with Mishtam Lagamri, it's a bigger Shmira than if the Shomer holds it, than the Mosi holds it.
Correct.
When he puts it back, it's a better Shmira.
The Ran doesn't go as Zayvai to say. See, the Ran says it's better Sheval Tasa because on the tzad that the guy was Hiniachit Sham, better don't put it back, right? But on the tzad that it was Nefila, Avadi should pick it up because the Bailan are never going to come back. They dropped it. They have nowhere to know where to come. They would love if you pick it up and be Marcus. But Sheval Tasa, don't do it. But on the tzad that it was Nefila and you picked it up, you now have a Chiv HaShava, right? So if you have a Chiv HaShava, you have no right to put it back. It's not a good shmir for the Baalim. On that side, there was the Nefila. The Baalim are never going to come back for it. It's going to be lost forever.
Yeah, so he has a choice. He either can make it a better shmir or a worse shmir.
No, he already has it. So on the Tani
Nuach,
we could talk about, you're right, it's a better. But once he, see, the Ran Svar was, Shev Al Tasa Lo Yigavoy. But once I pick it up and I have a Chi of Shmira, the Ran never said, I'm allowed to now take it and put it back. On the Tzad, it was Nefila, I have a Chi of Shava, I just blew it, I'm Mazik.
Why can't you put it back on the Nachmas?
Sorry?
Put it back in
the Nachmas. Put it back in the Nachmas. You could do that, but if no one comes, you'll have to pick it up. Oh yeah, but that's not what the Ramah says, right? The Ramah says, Yaksvi Nechel Makoimen, goodbye. And leave it there. What's going on? How you let it leave it there?
Are you with the Torah? So the Torah is Lashon?
So I'm telling you, I have no problem with the Torah's Lashon. I think the Torah is like the Shach. The Torah feels like it's Kivin Shenichem Bailam Shom. How did he need that? How did he know? Torah says, we're allowed to assume. Why did the Torah start off? Because the Torah's Lashon is, and again, let me read the Lashon. The Torah's Lashon is, Bainim Yedua Shabbalav a Nikam Sham, Oishu Safik. The Safik is not whether he was a Nikam Sham. The Safik was on the Yedia. Bainim Yedua Shinikam Sham, or it's a Safik. We don't have the Yedia. But we're allowed to assume that it was a Nikam Sham. But later, Meir Simcha takes it literally that it's Emes, a Safik Hashakal, it's a Safik Nefila. How are you allowed to put it back? That's one Kasha I have in Meir Simcha. Second Kasha is, Meir Simcha has a blitz, a very nice, beautiful new Svara. The reason why, in the Makam Hashem Alagami, you should not pick it up, because you're downgrading the status, maybe the Baalim will never get it back. So let's go back to the Mechab. The Mechab in Siftes says, from the Rambam, why are you not supposed to take something, lo yigaboy, on something which is a mokam and mishtam lagamri, Zokta Mechaba, cause hareza hitrichon lirdav achreya v'lasei simaneh, you're causing unnecessary tircha for the Bailam. Like the Ran, who cares about the Echad? Yeah, the Echad. I have a new problem, a bigger problem. The Bailam will never get it back. The Tzad, the Bailam, I'm downgrading the status of the Shmira. Till now, it was a Mokum Mishtam, like Garmi, they'll get it. And now, why pick it up? They might not be able to get it back. So the problem is not the Echad, the problem is more fundamental. The problem is, I'm hurting the Bailam, they might not be able to get the Aveda back. It's better, Mitzad, even Mitzad Milchus Aveda, to leave it there, let him be able to pick it up himself. Because if I pick it up, he might not be able to get it back. But the Rambam didn't say that, the Mechaba didn't say that. So you see, from the Mechaba, and the Ram are not like the Ram. We don't go with the Ram Svara. And the Ramah doesn't argue over there. So punked over here, the Ramah should say a new thing that he really means the Ram. We don't go with this Ran. And that's why the Shach and Kivegas Mufotaka, the Lashon is Megumgum, but it really means it's Vali Nech. It's not a Safek HaShakal. All right. Fine. That's this first Shlav. On this first Shlav, there's no Machlokes really between the Mechab and the Ramah. Comes along a second Shlav. Uva Makum She'enu Mishtama Klal, if it's not Mishtama at all, zero, Afilu Vadai Hunach, even if it was definitely he placed it there, Ve'ein by Simin, Loi Becheifetz, Ve'loi B'makum, what's the halacha? Havi Shomoytzai. You pick it up, and it's yours, it's Adav She'en by Simin, Makum She'en Mishtama Lagamri, it's Adav She'en by Simin, you're allowed to pick it up. Fek Teshach, how are you allowed to pick it up? How do you allow to keep it? Maybe it's Yishalei Midas. So Teshach is talking about a case where it's Krichas, or something that's heavy that you certainly knew about, that you lost. The Balaam, like Mamashish Bekizai Tamid, like my money. So here too, they Zichon know that they lost it. So we have no problem with Yishalei Midas. So Mela, it's in the realm of Yish. So Mamela, you're allowed to pick it up. It's Dov Shein by Simon with Yish. Vim Yesh by Simon, but if it has a Simon, what's the halakha? Noitel Amachris, you should pick it up and be Machris. Also, on this tzad, very simple, that Mechaba doesn't argue. Mechaba also had the case by Sratio, by Davi Shesh Basim, and Noitolo Makris. On that, there's no Makloikis. Comes along the last Shlav, and here's where the Makloikis is. We're waiting for this Makloikis. This is the Makloikis. Uva Mokum Shem Mishtam Ektsas. It's middle grounds. Mishtam Ektsas, Kegoin, Shvilin Shebesodis. Afilu Safek Yinuach. It's a Safek if he placed it there or not. What's the halacha? Yesh by simin noitel umachris. A makom which is mishtam ksas yesh by simin to be noitel umachris. Vim ein by simin loy begufay v'loy b'makom loy yitlanu. If it has no simin, not in its guf, not in makom, don't take it, because if you take it, you're going to damage the balam. Balam have no way ever to retrieve this item. On the tzad that he placed it there, he'll never get it back. Vim notlo, you're a bad boy, you picked it up. Rak b'yodai, it's still in your hand. V'loya likhla beisa, but you didn't bring it to your house yet. So before we said that if you didn't bring it to your house, just put it right back, the Balaam will get it. But here, it's It's only a makom mishtam ekzas. You can't put it right back because it's vulnerable. This place is not a safe place. So therefore, lo yaksa, even though you didn't bring it to a house, you still lo yaksa shere ein a makom mishtam ehetev v'yemuna kachiyavu aloyo v'chein nirali ikka. And as they pass in the Shulchan HaKarav, we go like the Rambam. Fine. So what's this case? The mishtam ekzas, the Rambam says that if it's a dove sheish b'simin noitul ha-machriz, if it's a dove she'ein b'simin, don't touch it. If you picked it up, then you're stuck. So where's he arguing with the Mechaba? Well, first of all, the Mechaba says that a dove shein b'simin, if you picked it up, you're other than not like you shouldn't have, but you picked it up, hareu shalo, you're allowed to keep it. And we explained the Torah, the smart Torah, a dove shein b'simin, you don't have a chiva shava, and there's no isru salo yode, as long as you have a yish later on. But the Rambam doesn't go with that. Rambam holds.
Why not say achiyas man shal yish?
As I'm saying, because Rambam holds that yish later on is not going to even help you. Even if you wait till yish later on, because it's a surah saliyadeh. Once you picked it up before yish, you have a chiyav hashava. And even if the bayis miyayish now, tough, you can't keep it. Contrary to the Mechaba. So this is klara machlekes between the Mechaba and Rambam. And this prat is for sure machlekes. And Mechaba holds har elu shaloi, and like the Rambam, the halacha is yeimuna kachiyav elio. And we paskin like the Rambam. So even though the Torah is very shena Torah, but lemaisa it doesn't work. Lemaisa on the dove shein b'simin, if you picked it up before yish, you're stuck with it. You're married to it till elio comes.
I don't get it. Before you said makom shein mishtam klal, aren't you talking after yish?
There it happens to be the shak mixed in the kimta is talking about after yish by krikas.
But the Rambam's reading straight, so then you can't say talk out of both sides of your mouth.
All right, I hear. But ain't a chanami over there when it was not, if had not been yish yet, you'd also be stuck.
Yeah,
you'd also be stuck.
Throw that in.
Oh yeah, good.
You can say anything, but
good, yeah. Right? Okay, fine. I the horror is a good horror. Good. So, come to like the Rambam, we don't go with that. We hold the Adav Shein B'Simin. You do vice tois have a chiv hashava. I mean, because it's surah Siliyad, it's a vice tois. You do have a chiv hashava. We will start off at the beginning of Rishon Tes. When Adav Shein B'Simin Kivega holds that maybe you don't have a lasuka lasalm, you don't have to pick it up. But once you picked it up, it's Yisrael Sol Yodah, and Yish later on is not going to help you. That's Klora Machlekes. Now there's a Tzad in the Achrein, and maybe there's another Machlekes going on between the Mechab and Ramah. And that's totally in the Sma, the Taz, and the Tzivis that we mentioned last week. The Sma learned up Shat in the Mechab that by a Mokom and Mishtam Eksas, a Dovah Shayesh Boi Simen Lo Yiga Boi. So the Sma says there's a second machlok is going on. Loit the machab adov yishesh bazim and lo yigaboy, and loit the ramah noitel lo machris. So it's another machlok is going on. Loit the taz says that's not a machlok is because the machab also holds that a mokam a mishtam meksas adov yishesh bazim and he's supposed to be noitel lo machris. So the only machlok is we have is this other one that I mentioned where it's harel shaloi yemuna kachiyav elio. But so there's a makloikas, Sma and Taz, if we're having another makloikas going on here. That makloikas, for sure we have, the challenge, we have another makloikas, are you supposed to be noitol makris? Or mohod, you noitol makris? And in the machabah, there's a makloikas, where you're supposed to be noitol makris. And loit in the nesivis, also you have a second makloikas going on. Because the nesivis is moida, that if you have a simin, be makum, and not be guf, he's moida to the Sma, b'chagav, lo yigaboy, not to take it. That's what we said. If it has a simin begufay, then he holds like the Taz, he'd be noitel lamakris. But if it's a simin b'mkoymay and not begufay, then the Nesiva says, lo yigaboy, like the Sma. Now here the Ramah says, lehedya, only if it's aimed by simin loy begufay, v'loy b'makom, then lo yitlano. If he says it has a simin sai beguf, or b'makom, either one, he's supposed to be noitel lamakris. So the Nesiva says also, a double two makloik is going on between the Ramah and the Mechaba. The bottom line is you're supposed to remember the Ramah, la halakha, we go like the Ramah. You're supposed to be noitu l'makris by Dovi Sheish B'Simin, and by Dovi Sheish B'Simin, if you picked it up, it's going to be Yehi Munach ad She Yovo Yol Yo.
Does this make enough Kamino Gabi Svarnim that we're passing like the Ramah and the Mechaba?
Maybe, yeah. And the Konami. Maybe, so light. Right, well, there now a machlok is smat taz and sivus what the Rambam held on the Tolam Makris. I don't know how they're going to go. None of them are svardim, so I don't know who they're going to be machria like. Good, but yeah, Nakanami, that would be a difference. All right, now grada another. I skipped before, but when it says before that if you picked it up and you brought it back to your house, don't bring it back because maybe in the interim the Bailam came. The Taz points out that if you know that the Bailam didn't come in between, then it's fine. Then you're allowed to bring it back. It's as if you picked it up and you didn't bring it home. Whatever the halakha, when you picked it up and you stood there, you're allowed to. Huadin, sakta Taz, if you did bring it home, but you know for sure that the Bailam didn't come back in what was it? Vehemid Sham Echad Liras. You pointed somebody there to watch and make sure the Bailam didn't come back, and he told you no one came back, then you're allowed to put it there. But he said, if you didn't Lahedya point somebody, if people said, I didn't see anyone come around, then not Neman, because it's a Milta Dolaram Yalov, they weren't really concentrating, and therefore they're not Neman, you wouldn't be able to put it back. But if you appointed someone there, just do me a favor, stay here to check out, to make sure the Bailam don't come back, then you'd be able to put it back in its place. All right. There is another machlek is going on over here, another interesting point, is going back to, get it back to here, to this last case, by a Makom Mishtam Eksas, the Ramah says, in Lamed, here, Vimnotloi, Rak Biyodai, Veloya Likula Beso, Yulo Yangzir, why? Shere'ena Makom Mishtam Eitif. If you did pick it up, you shouldn't have picked it up, but you did pick it up, now don't put it back, because it's a Makom Mishtam Eksas, so it's not a good shmir for the Bailim, you're stuck with it, actually, Yehemunak, actually, Avaliyo. Look in the Shaks of Kotten Lamed Beis, and the Shak argues with Ramon on this case. The case is Mokum Mishnah Meksas. It's an aim by Simin. You shouldn't have picked it up. You did. Ramoz Yemunak Hashiyav Elio, and the Shak is going to hold the Allah to put it back in its place. Why? Let's see the Shak. Siv Katan Lamed Beis. On Medivri Anamuk Yaisi Veran, Perkelu Metzias, Veramban, Verashbo, Verava Magid, Nira Lehedya, to be Chai Gavno Yagzir. You shouldn't have picked it up. You're still allowed to put it, and you did. You're still allowed to put it right back. Even though it's a Makom Mishtam Eksas. Why? Kevin Sho Aliko Lebeisa, since you didn't bring it back to your house, you don't have a chash that the Bailin came there in the middle. Dimimon of Shok. Either way, you're fine. Ima Bailam Inikum Shom Ladaitom, if the Bailam placed it there bedafko, Kevin Shom Makum Zem Mishtamahu Ladas Bailam, since the Makum is a Makum Mishtamahu Ladas Bailam, Yachalag Zirai. You're allowed to put it back. If they placed it there, they're eventually going to return. So it's not a problem. I told him, Makom Mishtam Eksas, you don't have to worry more than the Bailam had to worry. The Bailam felt it's a good place to put the item there, even though it's a Makom Mishtam Eksas. So if I say, he holds it's good enough, if he holds it good enough, then it's good enough. I'm allowed to put it there for him as well. He touched up that that's a good enough place for him. I, Yukhoishish Vime Almas, he was Nefila, came in Sha'im by Simin, Harehu Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it, Vikame Shayakhala Nikoi Bebesai, Lomelo Yevishaila Niak, Makom Shanata, Vikane Nirali Ika.
So again,
so,
the case is talking about after
Yish. Right. This takes care. Avada, this case is also talking about after Yish. On the Tzad, there was Nefila, Avada, it's after Yish. So he says, Mamana Shak, I'm allowed to put it back. If it was a Nefila and it's aimed by Simon, he was already Miyayish, I'm allowed to put it back. Elamai, he placed it there. Good, Gesindheit, he placed it there. He's happy with the Shmira. I'm allowed to put it back there too. I'm also happy with the Shmira. I don't have to worry more than he has to worry. Memela, I'm allowed to put it back. So the Shach argues with the Rabbah. Comes along, the Nesivis, jumps on the Shach, Kaval. You're right, you have all these Rishonim, fine and voile. But all these Rishonim aren't choshish for shikha on a Makom Mishtam Eksas. So they have a Gevaldik of a Monoshach. Either the Bailam placed it there and they're coming back, and they're happy with that shmira, so I'm also happy with that shmira. Or the Bailam dropped it, and they were already miyayish. But Lididan, we're going like Tosis. If you go, Lididan, we go, but on the Tzad, you go like Tosis and the Rosh, that you are choshish for shikha, we have to entertain that possibility. Maybe the Bailam put it there, and they forgot the item there. They were too busy, they forgot. And it's only a Makom Mishtam Eksas, so now it is an Aveda. I got to pick it up, and I don't have to pick it up, maybe it's better not to, but once I did pick it up, it's an Aveda, I'm stuck with this Aveda, on the Tzad that the Bailam forgot about it, if I put it back there, I'm putting it back into a Makom Mishtam Eksas, the Bailam may not remember in time to be able to retrieve that item. So you don't have the svara, oh, if the Bailam were happy, I'm happy. The Bailam weren't happy. The Bailam forgot. If they would know the Shanimu, they would come and pick up their Aveda. They forgot about it. So if it's a Makom Mishtam Lagayim, like we said before, not a problem, because eventually they can remember, eventually they'll retrieve it. But this is a Makom Mishtam Eksas. By the time they remember, it might be too late. So the Shak is going like these Rishonim, very nice. We're not choshish v'shikva. And if you recall, the Nesivis wanted to touch up to Mechav. That's how he was Mechav between Gufoim and Koimoy. He was also going like these Rishonim that were not choshish v'shikva. But we're quite pashis, the other Rishonim, we're choshish v'shikva. Shikva's in Ramah's very gishmak. Why? Once you picked it up, you shouldn't put it back because it's an Aveda. And by putting it back, you're putting it into a vulnerable place. It's not a Mokum, which is Mishtam Ha'etiv. We're going on the case of Adas Simon. It means the Shach somehow, I don't know, he woke up now that he's learning the case, going like the Rishonim, that we're not Choshesh V'Shikcha. You know, most certainly it's going like the Rishonim that we are Choshesh V'Shikcha. Let's play it out a little more. Like the Shach, if you're not Choshesh V'Shikcha, what would be in a case that's a Dava Sheyesh by Simin, a Yesh by Simin, but you know, it's still a Makom Mishtam Eksas, but you know for sure it was Avada Yinuach. Let's say you have Edom. Edom know that they saw the Bailam near that the Bailam placed it, or it's placed in such a way, you know for sure the Bailam deliberately placed the item there. It's a Yesh by Simin, and it's Avada Yinuach. What would be the halacha? So Lo Yitashach, the halacha should be Lo Yital. We're not Choshesh V'Shikcha, and we know he placed it there. He's going to come back. That's not an Aveda. Don't pick it up. Even if it's a Makom Mishtam Eksas, do not pick it up. There's no tzad in the world of Shikcha. So you should not pick this thing up. However, if you look in the Ramah holds in this case you should pick it up. The Ramah, let's go back before. The Ramah says, two lines before. V'makom shemishtam eksas. When he starts off this last case, kigoyin shvilin shebesadis afilu safik hinuach yesh beisimin noitel makris v'nein beisimin. Then what should you do? Lo yitlano. He's not going afilu safik hinuach. But what's the other case? That it's a vade hinuach. And Rikki Vega points this out that. You're talking about Sai Vadi Inuach, Sai Safik Inuach, even if it's a Vadi Inuach, we have Edom that the Bailim deliberately placed it there. Still, the halacha is that if it's a Yesh Beisimin, Noitolo Machris. Why? Because even though we know he placed it there, maybe he forgot, and it's a Makom Mishtam Eksas, it might get ruined, so you have a Chiv Hashava, you better pick it up and return it to the Bailim. But like Duran and all these Yishayim who don't have a tzad of Shikha, they're going to hold Loyigaba. There's no point in touching it because the Bailam Shikha plays it there and they didn't forget. In fact, Duran says Lahedya. Rikki Vega brings down that Duran says Lahedya that when you have a Dova Sheyesh by Simin and you know for sure he placed it there, you should not touch it because there's no Shasha Shikha. You better not touch it. He's coming back. There's no Aveda here. But the Ramah certainly holds not like that. The Ramah holds that even by his Vadi Yinuach, that lock is Noitolo Makris. So clearly the Ramah is going to the Shitas Rishonim, Toises, that we are Choshesh V'Shikcha. So when the Ramah says at the end, Vim not the Rak Biyodav, Aliko Beis Alayak, is also good because of Choshesh V'Shikcha. And maybe now you messed up, you have an Aveda here, you better not put it back because you're putting in a Makom with the Mishtam Eksas. By the time the Bailam are going to remember it, it might be too late. The Shach is not Choshesh V'Shikcha, but the problem is, why did Shach wake up now? The Shach should have woken up the line before, the whole time. He's going with these Yishayim, it's a cappella.
That's not the case. It's not Shach, it's still Aved. The Rosh says that the guy put it down, and he can't pick it up now. He's too busy now to go pick it up.
He's an emergency, right. A Ma'ura, yeah? Good.
So in that case, it's negated the Shach.
In that case, in Gehle Shach, the
what? That's not Aveda. So if it has a Simon, you
he placed it there, but he had a run, right?
So if it's Aveda, if it has a Simon, you mechuyif to pick it up and be makers it.
Why are you mechuyif to pick it up?
Because it's a Makom Mishtam Eksas.
Oh, and he might not get back there in time.
Right.
And he wasn't happy for it.
Right.
Good. So in a kind, if you go like that, it's also good against the Shach. Either way, it means either if you go like the Rishonim, that were Choshesh V'Shikcha, or were Choshesh, that there was an emergency, either way.
No, it's not the Shach is very good.
Why is the Shach very good?
Because if it doesn't have a simon, you put it back there. If it has a simon, you
why do I put it back there? Maybe by the time the guy's emergency is over, it's going to be lost.
But it's better that...
Why is it better?
Now I should put it back.
No, it's a double...
If I take it, it's for sure not going to get it.
No, I'll have it Yemunakachi Avaliyo, but if I put it back there, it might get lost. I might be being damaging the item. I better hold on to Eliyo than forget. Taisus and Rosh. The Rosh says both. Either on Choshesh V'Shikcha, I never said that part because it doesn't change in halacha. Or with Choshesh that the Bailim had a place at the end, had to run an emergency and couldn't take it with them. But the same thing, you better pick it up because by the time the emergency is over and they're going to come back, it's going to be too late. Mashiach came like the Shach. The Shach never had entertained Shikcha. So maybe like these are showing. He says, better you can let her put it back. But if that's the case, he should have argued on the line before. He should have said, "By Dovah Sheyesh by Simin, when it's a Vadei Hinuach, the halacha should be Lo Yigaboy for the same cheshbon." I don't know what the Shach only argued in the last thing. All right, Ayoisei Midavreinu. I know there are a lot of variables and a lot of halachas, and let me just give you a quick. If we're going with the Ramah, we're passing like the Ramah, so the halacha should be that by a makom which is Mishtamel Gamri, if it has a Simin, if it has a simin begufay, or even if it doesn't have a simin begufay, as a simin bimkoymay, the halacha should be, or even an aimbay simin, no matter what, the halacha should be is lo yigaboy, do not touch it. If it's of a venotloy, so if you didn't leave the place, yakzulim koymoy, because he allowed to assume it was hiniyak, like the Kivega said, but if you took it to your house, now you're stuck, because now you mess up the bayal. Maybe the bayal came back in the middle. So if it's a dovi shesh bar simen yachriz, if it's aim by simen yemuna kachiyova loyo. If it's a dovi, which it's a mokum, which is mishtamek sas, so if it's a dovi shesh bar simen, the Rama holds noitolo makriz. And like we just pointed out, is even if it's a vada yinuk, even though somehow we know that it's a vada yinuk, but it's a mokum mishtamek sas, you better be noito makris, maybe they forgot about it, or maybe you ran on an emergency, whatever. And even if it's only a simi bim koimoy, not begufoy, also be noito makris, because it's a choshech again, or choshech v'shikha. But if it's a dovish she'ein by simin, in a mokum mishtam eksas, better don't touch it, because if you do, you'll never get it back to the Rabbi. Like this, maybe the Rabbi will get it back himself. But if imnotal, if you did take it, lo yak zirenu, and yei munach, because it's only a mokum mishtam eksas, so you shouldn't. You shouldn't put it back there. You're gonna. It's on a. Ain't a mokum mishtam eitiv. And if it's a mokum,
is that lo yak zirenu? Is even if you're still standing there.
Even if you're still standing, because once you have a chiva shava, you're putting it back. It's not a good mokum. And if it's a dove, if it's a mokum, which is ain't a mishtam a klal. So if it's a dove sheish beisim in sai begufa sai bemkoyma in noitol or makris. And if it's ain't a mishtam a klal, it's ain't beisim in harehu shaloi. But the shak pointed out that it's only by dvarm yikiri, so you know the guy was miyayish. But if it's dvarm nat yikiri, you have no reason to, well, you don't know. Sorry? Shishak points it out in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, right? That has to be only because it shouldn't turn into a Yish Lemidas. If we don't know, we can't establish that it's a Yish, and it's going to be Yish Lemidas, and then you're going to be stuck with it, now it's going to be Yehei Munach at Shiyav Eliyo. All right, let's hop around one more Sif. It's a very quick Sif, but just to finish the Simen. All right. Matzah ba'ashba, it's a continuation of this type of same melamdis. Matzah ba'ashba, if you found in an ashba, a kli mechusa, it was deliberately placed there, seemingly it's covered over. It wasn't, if it's out in the open, so now it's an aveda, it fell there, dropped there, somehow got there, it was thrown out there by accident. But it's mechusa, it's hid, probably someone buried it there to hide, to store. Hareza li'igoy boy, do not touch it. So it's a makom mishtama, and like we said, by makom mishtama, don't touch it. If it is a place which is osi lefanis, hamatmin badava, anyone who places something in a place which is osi lefanis, aveda midasi, it's an aveda midas, v'arehu shomoitza, you're allowed to pick it up and you're allowed to keep it, because who in the right mind is going to take an item and put it in the garbage that's collected weekly, let's say, right? So aveda midas, it's osi lefanis, we're going to have a problem here. So the Grand Aruch HaShulchan points out that if there's a tzad to say that maybe it was stolen goods, someone stole it and was hiding it there for the time being, there he says, then you have to be noitol amachris, because you don't have aveda midas. The Bailam didn't want to place it there. The Bailam, it was stolen from the Bailam. The Ganer, I guess, stored it there for the meantime, or had to get rid of the stolen goods or whatever it is. If it's a dov shesh b'simen, you should be noitol amachris. But if you have no chash of gneva, then it's aveda midas and harehu shomoitza. If it started off as a good mokum shmir, it's not the typical place that it's emptied. And apparently after the Bailam stored the item there, the city changed their mind. They're now going to collect this garbage. Because it's vulnerable, they're about to collect it. So even though the Bailam placed it there for a shmira, but it's no longer a good mokum shmir, because the city's going to clean it up. So what should you do? Noitel amachris. V'chein, so too, tableware, forks, knives, flatware, even it's mechusim ba'ashba, hakvua noitolo makris. You should pick it up, because we don't assume the guy is hiding his knives in the garbage. What's more likely is when they cleaned up, and by accident they threw out the knives together with the food. Because it's possible when they were cleaning up, they threw it out there, it's more mustarva. But if it's something that's stored there, it's an item that's stored that you see that was stored there, bedafka, as long as it's in the makom mishtama, lo yigaboy. Better, let's leave it there, don't cause extra tircha to the bailim. But if it's also lispanos, so now it turns into a veda, now it's vulnerable. At this time, now you're mechuyev to pick it up, and because now it's an aveda. All right, agutavach. Again, please have in mind Asher ben Yita. He's slowly improving, but he still needs a refuah shleima.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.